In a world where bubblegum rock and freaky-looking emo bands dominate the radio airwaves, one man stood to make a difference. One man would teach them all how to kill their FM. Armed with nothing more than an Intel dual-core MacBook Pro, a Behringer UB802 Eurorack mixer, an MXL990 microphone, a pair of Sony noise-canceling headphones, GarageBand iLife 06, gigabytes of independent music, and a tasty beverage, Scott Tinetti fights back against the onslaught of crap every week on Insomnia Radio San Francisco.
Listen loud, listen often. For more information, sf.insomniaradio.net.
80 Rock Central, spinning the best independent music from the Bay and beyond. Welcome back. It's Insomnia Radio San Francisco with your host, Scott Tinetti.
Stumbled by a Hello, my friends, faithful listeners, and brand new converts to Insomnia Radio San Francisco. Welcome back. My name is Scott Tinetti. I'm the host of this show, and the track that you just heard was from an Austin, Texas band called The Black Angels with Bloodhounds on My Trail. You can find out about them at theblackangels.com. And if you go to their MySpace page, myspace.com/theblackangels, they've got a slew of tour dates coming up, starting pretty much this week in February. They're going to be playing two dates in Texas, one in Austin, one in Dallas. And then they head over across the pond and they're going to be playing in England and Scotland, and then over on the mainland in France and Belgium, and I think that's where that city's from. I'm geography stupid, but do check them out. Really, really good stuff. And then kicking off the show was a San Francisco band called Love Not Dead with their song All Around. And Love Not Dead is actually the brainchild and basically the project of a guy named Jeff Knoop or Knoop. Sometimes the K is pronounced in names, and I apologize, Jeff, that I didn't check with you in advance. But check out lovenotdead.net or myspace.com/lovenotdeadus. And he basically doesn't want to feel tied down by the whole band thing, so he just does it himself, much like Robert Pollard from Guided by Voices, who, as you know, is one of my all-time favorites. And so he just gathers an interesting cadre of musicians and friends and just invites people to play on his albums and at his live shows. So do check him out. Really good stuff. And I expect that I'll be playing more of Love Not Dead in the future. Well, I apologize for a little bit of a lengthy delay, I guess, or absence from the show. It's been kind of a weird few weeks with I was traveling, and that made for some short weeks and not enough time to do a show and had to catch up and blah, blah, blah. But I'm back and I hope to be better than ever. I hope to continue a weekly show as much as is humanly possible. Couple new things. Leading off the very beginning of the episode was the new Insomnia Radio San Francisco trailer. I'm going to post a download link on the show notes, because if you want it, if you want to listen to it, spread it around, put it on your webpage, put it on your blog. If you're a band, put it on your site. If you're a fellow podcaster, feel free to play the heck out of it. Jason Evangelo of Insomnia Radio just cooked up this kooky idea to do the promo for the show, and I thought he did a fantastic job, so hope you liked it. And then for those of you who have been listening for a while, you'll notice that I have a brand new intro, and I'd like to know what you think. The Jason is the voice that you hear introducing the show, but all the music I did myself in GarageBand. They've got all of these preset little thingy doohickey things that you can, you know, basically create songs. And so I did that. So, you know, I think it's kind of fun. My kids like to dance to it. And so I'll be using it and probably interchanging. It's kind of nice to have the option to do different things, even though I want to try to keep a consistent sound. Okay, I've been talking a lot. And later on in the show, boy, I guess, you know, you've been away for a couple of weeks and lots of things happen. So I am going to be talking a lot about a lot of news, a lot of good stuff that's going on in the Insomnia Radio camp. But before we get to that, I'm going to play you a Phoenix, Arizona band called Love Me Knots, and this is their song, Break My Heart. Enjoy.
Dangling way above my knees, I live to love him, I live to please. Please, please, baby, don't you break my heart.
Listening to the best music from the Bay and beyond.
Insomnia Radio, San Francisco.
With Scott Tinetti. Scott Tinetti.
This thing I
If you've been listening to the show recently, you may have recognized that band. That was San Francisco-based Excuses for Skipping with their track Out of Work Early. They are quickly becoming one of my new favorites. Who am I kidding? I got a ton of favorites, but I really, really, really dig these gals. Excusesforskipping.com to find out more about them. They are working on a brand new album, and I've asked them to share it with me when before it's going to be released, so we're going to try to do our best to get the promotional machine up and running behind them. And to kick off that set was The Love Me Nots, not Love Me Nots, but The Love Me Nots with Break My Heart. They're out of Phoenix, and I'm going to just grab their press sheet here, sorry. I have to read you this description. From a sweaty garage in downtown Phoenix, north of the warehouses and south of the pawn shops, comes a new project created during the summer of 2006 by four established Phoenix rockers. Sounding vaguely like a 60s B-grade spy movie theme, emanating from an aluminum siding-covered one-car garage, the Love Me Nots do fuzzy, reverby, surfy, farfisa-drenched spy rock like it's 1963 again. And they're on Atomic Agogo Records, and they've got the go-go boots working for the gals in the band, and the guys are wearing some sharp suits, so do check them out. I believe the website is, Well, anyways, I'll put the show note, or I'll put the link on the show notes. God damn it, I always do that. Yes, time away from the mic, and Scott turns into a seriously blithering idiot. Yeah. So anyhow, thanks for hanging out with me. Regarding Excuses for Skipping, I played them on episode 25, so that wasn't too long ago. And then I also played them on the Hijacked episode, the one that I hosted instead of Jason for the regular Insomnia Radio. It was number 124. And for those of you who had never checked out my show before and are now listening because of that, thanks for coming along. And for the rest of you, thanks for sticking it out with me. I did get tons of positive feedback on that episode, and lots of people asking when I was going to do another IRSF proper. So here I am. So thanks again for listening, for subscribing, and for commenting as always. Okay, what should we do? Should we play some music? Should we get out some news? I've been talking. But first, here is, let's do some songs. Because that's what it's all about. This is Love Like Fire with Wish You Dead. Rocking it straight out of San Francisco, that was Love Like Fire with Wish You Dead. And I notice on their MySpace page that they've got a slew of shows coming up, both in San Francisco and the Bay Area, the Sacramento area, as well as in Seattle. So check them out at lovelikefire.com or their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/lovelikefire. And I decided to come back and start giving you a little bit of news. I'm going to try to make this as brief as possible, but I want everybody to know there is lots of stuff going on in Insomnia Radio Land, such as a couple of new shows. Recently released is IR SoCal Sessions. Charles Stepsick does a fantastic show that showcases music out of LA County, Orange County, the Inland Empire, up to Santa Barbara, and just does a phenomenal job. It recently got its own feed. It was sharing a feed with Insomnia Radio San Diego, but the votes came in, and it was nearly unanimous that Charles should get his own feed. So welcome aboard, Charles. And then to start shortly, depending on when this episode comes out, is Insomnia Radio Detroit or Motor City. I'm not even sure which one it's going to be called, but I've heard the first episode, and it's a face melter. It's awesome. Les Zaldor is the host. He also does Zaldor's World podcast. So check him out as soon as it comes out. I'll have links for the sites and where you can subscribe to the feed if you're so interested and so forth. So those are a couple new shows. How about a couple of new spinoffs? One is out of Jamaica. IR Dread at the Controls. Mikey Dread, who is a legendary producer and musician who has worked with The Clash sticks out in my head, but I believe he's worked with many other, well-known bands. His bio can be found at insomniaradio.net, but he is coming out with Dread at the Controls. I've also heard the first episode, and it's killer. And, kudos to you if you can actually understand what he's saying. I could. I'm the resident Insomnia Radio Jamaican Rasta translator, I suppose. But it's really great stuff. And then Live at the Lounge, or Live in the Lounge, I apologize. I'm going to play a promo coming up real soon for it. And Mike Curley of the Clever Bastards runs this, and I'll let him tell you all about it. That's going to come up in just a sec. What else is going on? There's a brand new IR24/7 stream. Go to insomniaradio.net, stream it on Windows Media Player, and I believe they're trying to make it work for Winamp as well and perhaps other media players. But it's killer. Jason has put together, he's rolled together many, hours worth of acoustic stuff, of high adrenaline stuff. He will be putting the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows on there from time to time. Mikey Dread, Insomnia Radio Detroit, which is, by the way, where I've heard both Mikey Dread and Insomnia Radio before they're released to the world. So check out insomniaradio.net for all the details. Okay, enough talking. I'm going to play this promo for Insomnia Radio Presents Live in the Lounge, and then we're going to head off into some more music.
It's late at night, the kids are tucked up tight, and you're live in the lounge with Mike Curley from Clever Bastards. Well, you will be every other week coming very soon. Live in the Lounge has joined forces with the incredible Insomnia Radio to bring you some of the best independent artists and bands out there today. What is Live in the Lounge? Well, it's simple. 45 minutes of uninterrupted world-class acoustic session music. Now, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. This is the first show and premiere show of its kind. Often wish you could hear your favourite independent artist perform from the comfort of their own home. Well, this is a show for you. 150% pure talent from the US, UK, Europe and beyond. Now, we've been working with the managers of some of the best unsigned artists out there, like Grayson Hill, Andy Sisko, Randy Hansen, Jeff Grable, Junk, Blame Amy, one being Seattle's own Massey Ferguson, recorded in front of a studio audience at the incredible Live in the Lounge studio, which I own. So make sure you subscribe, boys and girls, fasten your seatbelts, because it's late at night, the kids are tucked up tight, and you're live in the lounge.
Take it away, guys.
Produced by Mike Curley and Insomnia Radio. To get your fix, visit lounge.insomniaradio.net or subscribe feeds.feedburner.com/live-in-the-lounge.
Thank you.
from France. That was Morning Favorites with their song Lonesome. They list on their MySpace page, which is their only web presence really right now. They've registered the domain morningfavorites.com, but it just switches over to myspace.com/morningfavorites. They list that they're from the French Riviera. They don't mention a specific town, but I do. The only place that I've been in the French Riviera, actually I've been to two places, Marseille and Nice, but they must come from a small enough place that they figure nobody else would know it, but they might know the French Riviera, which is the coastline along the Mediterranean Sea. So check them out. Good stuff. I've been in touch with one of their bandmates, Remy, and he's very enthusiastic about getting on the program. So Remy, if you're listening, welcome to US Ears, and I wish you guys the best of luck. All right, I am going to shut it down now. I got one more song for you. It's by a wonderful band from Scotland. See, this whole expanding beyond the SF borders. I've played, you know, more or less half San Francisco bands, and I've played one from Texas, now one from France, now one from Scotland. I feel like I'm treading on Stuart Morrison's domain in with Insomnia Radio UK or Insomnia Radio Europe. But hopefully I've introduced him to some good music as well. As you, I hope you've liked what you've heard. Again, check out sf.insomniaradio.net for the show notes. But about that band from Scotland, they are Camera Obscura, and they released probably one of my favorite albums of 2006. It's called Let's Get Out of This Country. Just an amazing album. I mean, I can't say enough about it. It's fantastic. And recently I was on Iota Promonet, which is a service that I and many other podcasters use to get pod safe music, that all the rights have been cleared and so forth. And this actually comes from a compilation. It's a live acoustic version of Books Written for Girls, and it appears on the Sunsets and Silhouettes compilation out of Planting Seeds Records. Came out in 2004, but I figure, hey, if one of my, you know, favorite bands of 2006 is they're free and clear basically to be played on a podcast, I'm all for it. So I am out of here. I've been Scott. You can contact me at scott@insomniaradio.net. Well, I have been Scott, and I am Scott, and I don't know what the hell I'm saying. I will try to release these episodes with more regularity, but thanks for sticking around. If you're brand new, thanks for climbing aboard. I hope you stick around for many more episodes to come. Here we go with Camera Obscura with Boys Written for Girls. I'm out of here. Have a great week. Wait a minute. Did I just say what I think I said and Boys Written for Girls? What a jackass. Books Written for Girls. See you guys. Take it easy.
You can compliment me on the style of my hair. Give me marks out of 10 for the clothes that I wear. You probably thought I had more upstairs. I disappoint you. I can't see through your perfect smile. He likes to read books written for girls. He likes to think he is a man of the world. In the darkest of places he gets his thrills. He will disappoint you. You see through his perfect smile. Well, I think separation is okay. 'cause you're no star to guide me anyway. You only wanted me to play. A fool. Play by your rules. Now my door has swollen from the rain. God knows we'll never see her face again. People get shattered in many ways. They can disappoint you. You see through their perfect smiles. Well, I think separation is okay. 'Cause you're no star to guide me anyway. You only wanted me to play a fool. Play by your rules.
You've been listening to IR San Francisco with Scott Tinetti, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to learn more about the bands you heard on this episode, visit sf.insomniaradio.net, or to subscribe, feeds.feedburner.com/IRSF, or look for us in iTunes.